Yes, the storm should bring drenching rains and winds of up to 65 miles per hour in the city and coastal areas tomorrow. WCBS's Sophia Hall is on Long Island, where they're worried about flooding.
Dangerous rip currents, the full moon, and if you are in a flood zone, you should bring your vehicles to higher ground. Advice from the Nassau County executive as she talks about the possible damaging storm.
It's likely the storm will continue to bring high tides and rip currents, which mixed with possible heavy rains and winds might lead to flooding, especially along our South Shore communities. And people who live along the South Shore, I am one of them, we're used to this sort of thing. We know what we have to do, so just be cautious.
She says if shelters do need to open, there will be social distancing and PPE available. And
Nassau County has been inspecting to make sure there are no visible clogs in our almost 1,000 groundwater recharge basins and almost 4,000 stormwater outfalls. So that's something we do regularly. We intensify it with the storms to make sure that that does not add to the flooding.
Sophia Hall, WCBS News Radio 880.